this is Gent 868 holding short Bravo 10, and we're fully ready for a runway 32 left departure.
This is Jet 868, just verify you're squawking VFR and understand you want a right traffic pattern.
Right traffic pattern and AFARM squawking VFR 1200, this is Jet 868.
This is J868, stand by. This is A04 for planning purposes. When established downwind, make right 360s a beam. The numbers for runway 14 left.
A04, do a 360 a beam. Numbers for 14 left.
4 left, right 360s. And do you have an altitude for us, preferred, this is J868?
This is J868, that was not for you, that was for assessing the pattern.
Copy.
This is Jet 868, runway 32 left, line up and wait.
Runway 32 left, line up and wait. And could you just confirm you'd like us to maintain 1,500 feet for the downwind, this is Jet 868?
This is Jet 868, affirmative, the pattern altitude will be 1,500. Watch the 45, pop a mic, make a left 360 at Shilshow.
Well, it counts as a 374 Mike Alpha, 1 mile southwest of Flake Island at 2000, inbound with X-ray, full stop.
This is 374 Mike Alpha, Boeing Tower, hold over Blake Island, I'll call your turn inbound.
Hold over Blake, and you'll call our inbound. 374 Mike Alpha.
804, starting 360.
Boeing Tower, Network 6 is flying, we'll make this a full stop.
This is Jet 868, runway 32, left clear for takeoff, and make your right turn for the pattern at 1,500 feet.
Runway 32 left, right turn and 1,500 feet clear takeoff, it's Jet 868.
That's 804, traffic at Bravo 10, the south field of the south end of the airport is a Global Express. They're going to be in the east side pattern at 1,500 feet, and just for planning purposes, one more 360.
804, starting that second 360.
60,
report over Dr. 2700 Sierra Alpha Pad 2, requesting tour departure with information X-ray.
Helicopter 2-7 Niner Sierra Alpha, Boeing Tower, you said you're at Pad 2 for Seward?
Correct, Pad 2 for Seward.
Pass up to C2 Tango, over the station, and identification arrival on 8.
Helicopter Niner Sierra Alpha, Boeing Tower, caution returns for the jet traffic just departed northbound. Departure from Pad 2 will be on risk, proceed as requested, use caution as Seward approved.
At a run risk, 27 Niner Sierra Alpha.
Chapter 32 Tango, remain north of the stadiums. This is Jet 868, start that right turn now, pattern altitude 1,500, there's a Cessna. A mile behind and to your right, they'll be underneath you at 1,000. This is Jet 868, start that right turn now and keep your downwind inside the lake at 1,500.
We're turning in the right turn now at 1,500 inside the lake, this is Jet 868.
Cessna 804, caution break turns for traffic just south of the stadium, turning southbound, you have the jet in sight.
804, still looking for that traffic.
Cessna 804, turn base now, runway 14 left, full stop, clear to land.
804, clear to land, turn base now.
Copter 32 Tango, negative, remain north of the stadiums again, remain north of the stadiums.
Roger, remain north, 82
Tango. This is at 828, need a hard turn, remain west of the lake.
We are max back to the lake.
Status 4-5, pop the mic, Boeing Tower, continue southbound, expect runway 14 right.
Pop my door, expect runway 14
23-264 Foxtrot, Boeing Tower. Caution, wait, turn for jet traffic, departed opposite direction 3 minutes ago, runway 14 right, Alpha 1, 3rd takeoff, Lincoln departure approved. VestaJet 868, thank you. Just maintain that present altitude and fly the dam, and I'll call your base turn.
Okay, continuing downwind to 1,500, VestaJet 868.
545, pop a mic, traffic near the stadium, a helicopter maneuvering at 900 feet.
Pop mic, please.
After 3-2, Tango traffic, North Elliott Bay is a platus 1,400 feet inbound. This is 868, probably about a 4 mile base, I'll call your base.
Extending 4 miles, VestaJet 868.
Platus 45, pop mic, runway 14 right, clear to land, and jet traffic, I'll follow you opposite direction. So if I can get you to the runway quick, I'd be able to get you off.
Okay, we'll hurry you down.
Set 804, left turn at Alpha 4, Alpha 5, ground point 9.
Ground point 9, 804, have a good day.
Set 4 mic Alpha, report that Platus in sight at your 10 o'clock and 2 miles south end of Elliott Bay. This is Jet 868 in 1 mile turn right base.
In 1 mile right base, this is Jet 868.
This is 4 Mike Alpha, change the runway 14 left, runway 14 left, clear to land.
14 left, clear to land, 74 Mike Alpha.
Wind 1906, altitude 2994. Helicopter. Helicopter 32 Tango Boeing Terror, you can continue bound over the Duwamish for a 41 mile north. This is Jet 868. Looks like you're just overshooting final now. Traffic for CTAC is about 2 miles to your west. Expect landing clearance on a 2 mile final, runway 32 left.
We're departing to the north. This is Jet 868.
This is 868. Hard right turn. I need you eastbound for CTAC Airport. Eastbound turn.
We're max bank now. This is Jet 868.
Traffic alert, this is Jet 868, traffic at your 1 o'clock and 2 miles, climbing out of 1,800 feet at the Boeing 757. I need you on a north heading now.
We're heading north now, this is Jet 868.
Platus 45, Papa Mike, where are you parking at?
Modern Am.
Platus 45, Papa Mike, turn left at Alpha 7, next intersection, cross runway 14 left, ground point 9.
Alpha 7, cross the left, heading down, Papa.
Cessna 4 Mike Alpha, traffic crossing your runway, right to left at Alpha 7, runway 1 for left, third line.
1 for left, 1 left, 7 for Mike Alpha.
This is Jet 868, same intentions again.
Yeah, we're on a departure to the north. Our destination is Athens, Lima, Golf, Alpha, Victor. This is Jet 868.
This is Jet 868, we are not going to give you your IFR clearance airborne. You want a full stop landing?
Negative. Are you able to negotiate? We're too heavy to land. We require to remain airborne for the next 5 hours before we can reach max landing weight. This is Jet 868.
This is Jet 848. Roger. Fly a suggested VFR heading of 350 and maintain 1,500. Maintain VFR.
1,500 VFR heading 350.
This is Jet 850. At Alpha at 14.
This is Jet 868, fly a suggested VFR heading of 320.
Heading 320, service, Jet 868.
This is Jet 858, continue that heading, remain east of downtown, traffic 10 o'clock and 6 miles inbound, 2,200 is a Challenger 35. This is Jet 868, traffic 10 o'clock to 6 miles inbound, just about to enter Elliott Bay, the Challenger 35 at 2,200. This is Jet 868,
Voyager. This is Jet 868, is maintaining heading 320, 1,500 feet, we're picking an IFR up in the other box.
This is Jet 868, maintain VFR. Report a Challenger in sight 2 miles off your left. You can start the left turn north of the Space Needle. Plan to overfly runway 14 right at 1,500 feet. Report the jet traffic off your left in sight.
Looking for the traffic. This is Jet 868. We'll start a left turn when that's clear.
This is Jet 868. Find that left turn now and plan a low approach over runway 14 southbound.
Sustain 1,500 feet and a plan to fly over runway 14 again. This is Jet 868.
This is Jet 858, runway 14 right, cleared low approach. You're following traffic on a 1 mile final. You can expect to pick up your IFR maybe 5 to 10 miles south of the airport. For now, maintain 1,500 feet over fly runway 14 right, and for planning purposes, you can expect 119.2 for your IFR.
All right, fly runway 14, my colleague is on the other boat now in the process of picking up the IFR.
This is 860, traffic hits your 10 o'clock, move to 11 o'clock in 2 miles, a heavy Boeing 789 descending at a 2,700 for the C-TEC. Are you able to descend lower than 1,500 feet over the airport?
I from this yet, 860, he's dipping down to 1,000 feet, traffic inside, and the IFR wants to fly 040.
This is jet 868, roger, overfly runway 14 right at 1,000 feet, and continue straight out after maintaining VFR.
868, 1,000 feet straight to VFR.
This is jet 868, maintain VFR at or below 1,500.
At or below 1,500 feet, maintain VFR, visit 868. Can we fly heading 040 as requested by IFR?
This is it, 0 Christian 868, negative. Fly present heading, runway heading, maintain VFR at or below 1,500.
Present heading, maintain VFR at or below 1,500 feet, visit 868.